It is Mind Food Radio, and as always, a pleasure to welcome the senior Mind Food writer to the show, Sarah Harvey. Hello, Sarah.
Hi there, how are you going?
Good. Well, you've written a very sobering article about gastrointestinal cancers.
That's right, yes. It makes pretty, shocking reading, really.
Oh, it does. Why on earth, I mean, obviously I was reading it with incredulity, why do these cancers fly under the radar so much?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one because, as it says that it's in the article, it's the most common form of cancer in the country when you group them all together. So nearly 5,000 people in New Zealand are diagnosed each year, and 12,000 Australians die each year from the disease. But I think it's one of those things that are perhaps a little bit icky and people don't want to talk about it. But, you know, surely we've got past that point where, you know, things are out of bounds in terms of talking about them, you would hope anyway.
Well, if it can save your lives. So what we're talking about are colorectal or bowel cancer, esophageal cancer, pancreatic cancer and stomach cancer. So they're the ones that we're looking at really, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. So it's basically anything to do with your gut. Anything that food passes through, basically, but it also includes your liver, which, you know, some people can think of as separate, but yeah, it includes your liver.
Actually, the one thing I found really distressing was that a lot of these cancers aren't actually discovered until these people get to the emergency department because they've missed the symptoms. So what sort of symptoms are we looking for, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, it varies really widely, and I guess, I sort of wouldn't want to go into too much depth about it, but yeah, that's one of the things, there's quite a few of them that you don't actually really know you've got them until something goes wrong. So, you know, for example, with bowel cancer, you may not know until you have a blockage and then you end up in the emergency department. So that's, I think, why screening has become so important, and the government's just sort of authorised or allowed for a national screening program, which will be rolled out eventually, which is good news.
So what's actually being done with regard to making people more aware of this? Because it's not the sort of thing I've ever seen on telly.
No,
it's not like a commercial that comes on during the news. And, you know, whereas breast cancer, definitely.
Yeah.
It gets a bad rap, doesn't it?
That's right. And, I mean, I think it's, you know, there's groups doing really good work. So I talked to a professor from the Gastrointestinal Cancer Institute, and it's groups like that that are doing really good work to basically try and get, you know, some noise around this. They see it as getting better, and that as New Zealanders we are getting better at talking about this. Particularly men are pretty bad at talking about it, but women as well. So they said, you know, they're trying to just make people more comfortable talking about these sorts of things in the hope that, you know, it will raise awareness, and I guess people will be a bit more aware of what they should be looking out for, etc.
Right. Well, Sarah, it's another fantastic, hard-hitting article. But I tell you what, it's one that everybody should read because I learned an awful lot. So thank you very much. You may well have saved my life.
Well, there we go. Nice to chat.